on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Kim Kardashian's been left badly shaken after being held at gunpoint by armed robbers in Paris. Five masked men, apparently dressed as police officers, broke into her luxury apartment late last night. Journalist Peter Allen is in Paris and says the reality TV star was in bed at the time.
She was actually tied up, which sounds very, very disturbing, and left in the bathroom. And they proceeded to steal millions of pounds worth of jewellery before disappearing.
A teenager's been released on bail after being arrested following a crash in Rochester, which left 15 people injured. Four men are in a critical but stable condition after it happened when a car left the road on the Medway City estate on Friday night. Witnesses have described people being run down like bowling pins. An 18-year-old from Eltham is due to report back to police next month.
KMFM News.
Education bosses in Medway have blamed a publication error for leaving more than 1,000 parents confused about their child's 11 plus results. Around 3,000 Year 6 pupils took the test last month to determine if they can apply to go to grammar school next year. The results were given out on Friday. However, some mums and dads found their child's overall mark didn't match the total of the individual scores. Andrew McNess is in charge of children's services at the council.
It is unfortunate. It's not something that I'm very happy about. It won't happen again. And it was an administrative error from a mail merge, so it's not an addition that somebody's done on a calculator and got wrong, I can assure you.
KMFM News.
£3 billion of government cash is going to be spent on building more than 200,000 new homes in England. The announcement's being made at the Conservative Party conference that aims to build 25,000 by 2020. Sajid Javid says the government and the public has a role to play.
Everyone agrees that we need more homes, but too many of us object to them being next to us. We've got to change that attitude. So my message today is clear. It's time to get building.
Police are hunting a man after a woman was reportedly attacked with a knife during a boot robbery in Thanet. It's claimed the suspect cut the woman twice on the hand as he attempted to take her bag along Rancourne Road 10 days ago. We've tweeted an e-fit of the man via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
Drivers are being warned to expect more delays in Maidstone from today as the new stage of the multi-million pound gyratory upgrade scheme gets underway. There'll be extra lane closures, including during the rush hour, affecting cars heading in and out of the town. Russell Borman is the project manager.
We've been liaising with the local transport operators and the local schools to make sure this is seamless as possible. All bus services will be running to schedule as normal, and the schools are all aware of our traffic management proposals.
The Countess of Wessex is going to open a bereavement suite at a Kent hospital for families who've lost a baby. The facility at Medway Maritime in Gillingham has been funded by Abigail's Footsteps, a charity set up by a Rochester couple after their daughter was stillborn. The rooms have been designed to give parents somewhere private to grieve. Sophie will be at the official opening next month. And former Kent Strictly stars James and Ola Jordan have hit out at last night's result. Singer Anastasia couldn't compete in a dance-off because of a back injury, but kept her place in the competition as Melvin Adoom got fewer viewer votes. The Maidstone couple have tweeted it was a joke.
KMFM Sport.
Football and England interim manager Gareth Southgate says he felt he had a duty to step up and lead the national team. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, the under-21 boss is temporarily in charge for the final four games of 2016 after Sam Allardyce lost his job last week following a newspaper sting. Southgate says things changed very quickly, but he can't wait to lead the team in Saturday's World Cup qualifier against Malta.
At the beginning of last week, I was thinking this is a difficult situation for the organisation. Then I was thinking it's important that we show leadership and that we step up and we start to get things in place to give the team the best chance of winning. And then as the week has gone on, I've been reflecting on what an honour it is to lead the team.
Golf and the United States have won the Ryder Cup for the first time since 2008, denying Europe a fourth straight success. The 17-11 win for the Americans at Hazeltine was Europe's heaviest defeat for 35 years. Ice hockey and Kent's Invicta Dynamos have gone top in the League and Cup after back-to-back wins over the weekend. Last night's 3-1 victory over Milton Keynes Thunder in the South Division 1 at the ice rink in Gillingham followed a 5-1 win over Streatham in the Southern Cup. And in motorsport, Kent Shane Byrne has extended his lead at the top of the British Superbike Championship after the weekend's action. The Isle of Sheppey rider finished second in both races yesterday. They go again at Kent's Brands Hatch in the penultimate races of the season in a fortnight.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.